Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Let's take a look at some of Jen McCabe's testimony. This is her talking about the car ride and the moment that Karen Reed and her and they all realized, oh, John's out there. Let's take a look and talk on the other side.
Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling, Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight. In the car was Kerry Roberts, and so she kind of rolled down the window and was like, Karen, what are you doing? And then the plow was behind her, so Kerry pulled up, and I told Karen that I was going to drive her car because I didn't want her driving because she was hysterical. So we got in her car, and then Kerry Roberts called Karen, and then Karen was screaming and, saying that she had cracked her taillight. We need to go to Fairview. Could I have hit him? Did I hit him? And then she would just scream our names. Kerry was telling her to shut up. We drive past the flagpole area, and all of a sudden, Karen starts screaming, there he is, there he is, and she's banging to get out.
And banging on the door in the back seat?
Yes.
And at the time that she's saying this, were you able to see anything outside of the vehicle?
I saw nothing. Miss Roberts looked at me and said something like, she's crazy or she's bat crazy, something like that.
And when the defendant gets out of the vehicle, where is it that she goes?
She just runs.
And runs where?
Straight to John. She straddles John, and she lifts up his shirt, and then she lifted up her shirt and went to lay on him. And Miss Roberts went over, and she was removing the snow from his face.
Like, it's, I don't get anything false about that, or like she's making up that testimony. What was your take on all that? And obviously, that's from the prosecution. We'll hear the defense on her in just a moment.
Yeah, I mean, she was well prepped. There's no question about that. I mean, Jen McCabe knew exactly what was coming on the direct. Mm-hmm. She's well prepped. I mean, if we're to believe any part of this kind of inner circle conspiracy theory or cover up, I would mark Jen McCabe as the ringleader because she had the most contact with everybody involved. she was in a position to plant seeds in terms of, like, this is where we should go. Like we don't know if what she's saying is truthful in terms of, like, she makes it sound like they got in the car and drove right to 34 Fairview, which we know is not true. Mm-hmm. They went to like Karen wanted to go to the waterfall.
Yeah.
Like Karen, like they were like, she was driving around. And here's a big point that I want you to think about, Tony, that maybe you haven't thought about. Mm-hmm. Karen Reed would have no idea where 34 Fairview was. She'd never been to that house. John didn't even know where it was. We know that the text messages were coming in, where are we going? And she gives him the address. They had never been there. Karen's not familiar with where that property is. So if we're to believe everything that Jen is saying, that means that as they're approaching 34 Fairview and Karen has no fucking idea that they're on, like, where she, like, if she doesn't remember anything from the night before at all.
It's a good point.
Yeah, well, think it out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to then believe that Jen doesn't say, hey, we're coming up to the property. Keep an eye out here. Like, this is, we're coming up to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or they stop right in front of it. Like, this kind of concept that Karen would independently know is really problematic for me.
I hear you. Yeah. Because if she was blackout drunk, as that's what was being said, she wouldn't necessarily have the memory of any of it, or maybe fleeting memory. I don't know. I don't know.
She's never been there, dude.
Yeah.
Like that night was the first night, and drunk or not, like if you take me to an area where I'm not necessarily familiar with it, and you ask me like what house I drop somebody off at, if no matter what amount of drinking I was doing, you know, and like it's the next day, like. I I'm not going to independently be able to find it.
I hear you.
To plug it into my GPS.
Yeah.
You know, and say, all right, well, I'm going to follow the GPS back to it, you know, but she's not driving her car, you know, like, I don't know. Like no one asked the question did Jen McCabe, who is driving, who knows exactly where it is, who's very familiar with the house, would she have put it in the GPS in the Lexus? So it's up on the screen. Doubtful.
Yeah.
Which means that she would have had to have said something to Karen approaching that property. Like, oh, we're getting close to the Albert house. Keep an eye out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like easy to sit here on cross or on direct examination and think that she holds up fine. There's no pressure there. When we get to our clips of cross examination, let's see how she holds up there.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.